I can't interview my last guest for this show because he's dead. His name was Ignatius of Loyola, and he lived in the 16th century, so we only missed him by about 400 years. If I could bring him on the show today, he would tell you all about his amazing career change from Spanish soldier to Catholic priest. He'd probably share some spectacular tips and tricks to help you get unstuck and choose between one opportunity or another. Like, for example, Ignatius advocated daydreaming and paying attention to which desires brought you peace and which brought anxiety, and then using that knowledge to inform real-life decisions. He might also mention that his name was really Inigo, like Saint Inacus, until he changed it much later in life. I'm going to tell his story as best I can, which for me means focusing on one particular part of his life. Feel free to close your eyes and use your imagination in the spirit of Saint Ignatius. Unless you're driving a car, then maybe keep your eyes open. And no, I'm not going to put on a hokey accent and pretend I'm interviewing him. Sorry to burst your bubble. But hey, hit me up on Twitter if you would have preferred that, and maybe I'll do it next time. We'll see. It helps to know Ignatius was born to noble Spanish parents. Not royalty, but they were well off. Which means Iggy spent most of his time doing the same stuff lots of Spanish nobles did. Chase women, get into fights, probably drink a lot of wine, and go to parties. This was a time when knowing how to act meant a whole lot. So like, manners maketh man, if you catch my drift. Ignatius grew up near Bilbao, the city in Basque Spain. The Basque region has its own language, culture, and food, and Basque Spaniards have a great deal of pride. So between his Basque heritage and his noble birth, that's like double the pride for old Iggy. And you know what they say, twice the pride, double the fall. As he grows up, he becomes a soldier. Maybe he likes protecting people, maybe it's what he's always wanted to do, who knows. He definitely drew inspiration from medieval literature. So, you know, knights and quests and all that stuff. Ignatius dreamed of adventure. But as you know, not every adventure goes as planned. Hey, we've all been there. At about the same age, I too found myself on a Spanish adventure, full of days that didn't go as planned. Part of the journey is getting knocked off course, violently, in Iggy's case, but we'll get there in a minute. Both Ignatius and I found ourselves in the town of Pamplona. After a long day of travel in the Spanish summer sun, Pamplona stimulates the senses a little more than you might like. Music and laughter fill the air, lively bars line cobblestone streets. It's vibrant, it's fun, it's how you picture every European town. I'd like to imagine it hasn't changed much since Ignatius himself stopped there. I passed through again a few days later, as a friend and I were walking the Camino, but that's a story for another day. It was only months later that I realized the monumental significance of this city for St. Ignatius. I mean, I knew it. I had learned about it in my 4 years of Jesuit education. But I didn't understand on a deeper felt level where I was walking, even though I walked right past the statue of Ignatius in the middle of town. See, Ignatius fought an intense battle in the city of Pamplona. The French defeated Ignatius and his friends in this battle, crushing more than just his confidence. It was not a battle Ignatius walked away from, because he couldn't walk at all. Because in the middle of battle, a cannonball flies through his castle and absolutely wrecks his leg. By all accounts, his leg looked pretty gnarly, like shattered bones gnarly. One particular detail I'll never forget. After setting and breaking and setting his leg again, Ignatius hated the way it healed. The bone stuck out at a weird angle, making it impossible for him to fit into the sweet boots he loved to wear at parties. I kid you not. So they sawed off the bone fragments. That's right. The man was so vain, he needed plastic surgery in a pre-anesthetic era. So you're telling me this man would become a humble Catholic priest? As you can imagine, Iggy spends months and months on bed rest. It feels trite to say it, but can you imagine doing that without any modern amenities? I'd lose my mind twice. But Iggy, he starts reading like a madman, and he's only got a few books to choose from. The Lives of the Saints, and a book about Jesus. Before long, his Spanish Catholic sensibilities kick in, and he wonders, is there something more I can do with my life? Does any of this sound familiar to you? I mean, maybe you've heard it before, but you know what this sounds like to me? It sounds like so many people I've talked to over the last year. None of us fought in a war, but a lot of us had rest. Maybe more rest than we'd ever hoped to have. And with all that time to lay around and be with our thoughts, we've asked ourselves, is there something more I can do with my life? I had this moment last year, even before the pandemic, and it was really difficult. I had to honestly look at my daily life. Wow, Gino, you spend a lot of time in front of the TV. You don't make much effort to reach out to your friends. You tend to keep yourself quite isolated. Is this how you want to live? Ignatius developed a word for the more he wanted to do with his life. He called it the magis, and it's important to clarify what that means. It's not more like greater number, quantity. It's more like quality, like a deeper commitment, like love. Like Ignatius, I also promised my life would change once the period of rest met its end. In a post-vaccine world, I'm starting to make good on those promises. I'm getting involved in my community, I'm making more time for family and friends. For me, the more is actually doing more stuff. But it's not just that. It's saying no to some opportunities that I don't really want to do. It's saying yes to things I know will bring me joy. For a lot of people, the magis isn't about adding something to your plate. It's about making a deeper commitment to the things you already love. That's an important distinction in a world which tells us more is more. It means you might have to let go of some things that no longer serve you. If you're just going through the motions, maybe stop and ask, why? Perhaps that is a magis moment in your life. Or maybe there's time when you've asked yourself, there's got to be more than this. I can do more than this. And that's great. But it's a little scary too. The truth is, we only have so much time and energy. And not everything we do each day can be our life's number one passion. I get that. And I'm here to help. Through this show, I want to provide a little space to reflect. Check this out. Let's just take the next 60 seconds of silence. Nothing but this little piece of music. Just zone out. Let your mind be still. So is that relaxing? Is it distracting? Look, the mind's a muscle, right? So you got to practice if you want to be great at stillness. Anyways, if you found that mindfulness minute helpful, I encourage you to take more time. Maybe it's a minute of silence each morning, or a short meditation on your couch. Maybe you go for a long walk with no headphones, only your thoughts, to keep you company. Find what works for you. The silence helps with discernment. Whenever I'm wrestling with a big life issue, I try to give myself silence. I try to find a beach or go sit up in the hills, even just go for a walk. And if I can really block out all the noise, I find I always return with a better frame of mind. But I'm supposed to tell you about Ignatius. Okay, so turns out he becomes a priest and starts his own religious order. They call themselves the Society of Jesus, but you've probably heard of them as the Jesuits. They have 28 universities in the US, some of which are pretty good at basketball. A few famous members include Father Greg Boyle here in Los Angeles, he works for Homeboy Industries, or Father James Martin. You might have seen him on TV or on Twitter. He was also in The Irishman. Actually, Pope Francis is a Jesuit too. They're known for being fabulous educators and social justice advocates, but one of my favorite things about them is their retreats and spiritual resources. See, back in the day, St. Ignatius published his insights in a tome called The Spiritual Exercises. It serves as a guidebook. If you're helping someone sort out their life, here's what you want to keep in mind. Ignatius became an expert decision maker, but that's also a muscle he had to develop over time. Check this out. During his travels, Ignatius happened upon a man from North Africa. The man makes a comment about the Virgin Mary. Ignatius takes it the wrong way. On top of vanity, I guess Ignatius had a bit of a temper. Well, old knight habits die hard, so he says to himself, I gotta kill this guy for what he said. That must have been some comment. But he stops, takes a deep breath, and thinks, is killing this guy really the chivalric thing to do? How can I know? Here's what I'll do, he says. I'll let my ass decide. My donkey, I should say. He says to the donkey, lead the way. If you follow the man, I'll know I'm supposed to kill him. If you go the other way, I'll know God doesn't want me to kill the man, and I'll let it be. Well, fortunately, the mule decides on the second path, and the man did not meet the business end of Ignatius's sword. Ignatius chose the path less traveled, and that made all the difference. Or something like that. Look, I love this story because it makes him look like a fool, and he chose to include this in his autobiography. It's so relatable. I mean, not the part about killing your fellow travelers. Although, let's face it, sometimes that red eye gets the better of us. No, it's like sometimes we really have no idea what to do, and we just want someone else to make our decisions for us. But that isn't how life works. We have to step up to our own fork in the road, and then we have to choose a path for ourselves. This year marks the 400th anniversary of Ignatius's legendary accident. In Jesuit circles, you hear people refer to cannonball moments, moments when life throws something your way that just rocks your entire world. These moments can hurt, maybe not as much as breaking your leg twice, but still. I think this year was that moment for a lot of us. As crazy as cannonball moments may be, they aren't always the end of our world, but they do represent the end of the road, the end of life as we planned it for ourselves. Ignatius caused so much good in the world, none of which he planned from the outset. What good can you do if you're not afraid to change your mind? Not knowing what to do next can feel catastrophic, but it doesn't have to be. It's a chance to rethink, relearn, and reload for whatever is down the road. Think back on Robert Frost's poem. How exciting, because he has not only one, but two beautiful opportunities before him. Yes, he has to make a decision, which is tricky, but he has opportunities. And if you remember, there is no wrong decision, only good and other good. You have opportunities too. I hope in some small way, this show has helped you reconsider those opportunities. Remember, you can always get in touch with me or any of my guests by emailing adventurewithgino@gmail.com, and we'll be happy to help you sort things out. I've learned so much by studying Ignatius and his insights on discernment. A lot of that has influenced the show. Hit me up, and I'll gladly share those insights with you. I'm on Twitter, @TheGinoAltamira. And that brings our first season to a close. I'm so grateful that you've joined me along the way. Or if this is your first episode, welcome. There's much more where this came from. Special thanks to my many guests this season. Yesenia, Alyssa, Alexander, Jordan, Mauro, and Iggy. I get all my music from Kevin MacLeod at incomptech.com. That guy's got an interesting story too, so be sure to look him up. We'll be back in a month or two with brand new guests sharing more stories to inspire you. Don't forget to subscribe so you can get those episodes as soon as they drop. Be sure to follow me on Twitter for that announcement, as well as more fun tidbits in the interim. Thanks for joining me this season on Choose Your Own Adventure. I'll be back soon. Until we meet again, here's to the journey.